An historic church in Lincoln Heights is asking for some help. It is called the Church of the Epiphany. Built more than a century ago, played a big role in LA's Chicano movement. Well, now it's competing to win some preservation funding. And Francis Anderton, who hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture, is here for DNA on ATC. Hi, Francis.
Hello, Steve.
Let's talk about the Chicano movement, famously born on LA's East Side, right? What role did this Church of the Epiphany play?
Yes, hugely significant church, became a location for many Chicano activists, including the farm labor leader Cesar Chavez, who gave talks there. The bilingual Chicano newspaper and magazine La Raza was printed in the church's basement. It became a planning base for the 1968 East LA Chicano student walkouts, as well as a 1970 Chicano moratorium protest against the Vietnam War. Should say, interestingly, many Chicanos actually culturally Catholic, but came to this church to plan their activism.
But the Church of the Epiphany had been there for decades, even before all those movements, right?
Many decades, a century, in fact. It was built in 1888 by an English-born architect, as it happens, named Ernest Coxhead. And Lincoln Heights then, we should say, was described as an upper middle class suburb of LA. Later, it had some various changes made to it, and then it was declared a Los Angeles Historic Cultural Monument in 2005.
So here we are in an era of preservation, right? We're trying to keep this church going, as it were.
That's right. Well, what's so interesting, it got that landmark status not so much for its architecture as for its cultural history. Just listen to Father Tom Carey. He's the church's vicar.
It was for the cultural history primarily, but also it's a really beautiful building, and that certainly did not detract from its worthiness to be a landmark. But, you know, it's what happened here that makes it really extraordinary. And what continues to happen here.
And what does continue to happen here, you might ask.
What is going on there? Yeah. What's happening right now?
The church is still staying true to its activist history. They're still involved with immigration work, with renters' rights, with LGBTQ rights. Anyway, they want to amplify their role, that the one just described. They want to have more meetings in the parish hall, which needs some structural work. Their roof is leaking. They want to restore some of the stained glass windows. They want to renovate their basement, which is crumbling. And there they want to be able to hold legal and healthcare clinics. And they want to create more of a home for the archive of documents from Epiphanies, social justice activism. They don't have the monies to do that. Hence, they're seeking funds.
Seeking funds, preservation funds. Obviously, it's not the only structure, only church, only temple, whatever it may be, seeking funds, right? Preservation funds. There are so many worthy out there.
Well, this is exactly it. They have joined a competition launched by the National Trust for Historic Preservation, which is pitting them against 19 other historic sites for a national grant. There's $2 million in preservation funding available. The public has to vote, and a shortlist of those 20 institutions will get portions of the money. A Church of the Epiphany is hoping to get around $150,000. They've got some tough competition. They're up against the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Right. You know that history Steve, where the four black girls were killed when the church was bombed. We have the Women's Building in San Francisco. There's a Woolworths in South Carolina where the first sit-ins were held. As I say, tough competition, but they're hoping the public will vote for them.
Francis Anderton, and by the way, you can hear Francis, Design and Architecture, every Tuesday at 2 on KCRW. And there's more information on all of these places, right, that are on this list, and a link to where you can go and vote at kcrw.com/DNA. Francis, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.